ever went down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what."
The devil went down to Georgia, at least in this song by that name, as used on the soundtrack of the 1980 Deborah Winger, John Travolta movie Urban Cowboy.
The devil is due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you. The boy said, "My name's Johnny and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret because I'm the best as ever been."
In this Charlie Daniels Band piece, the devil challenges Johnny to a musical duel. In the end, Johnny keeps his soul and gets the golden fiddle with the words, "I told you once, you son of a bitch, I'm the best it's ever been." Some recent versions of the song have "son of a gun." Ah, censorship.
The devil opened up his case and he said, "I'll start this show."
As a music topic, the devil ranks high.
And I said, "Hello, Satan."
On a previous My Two Cents, I examined the legends about early blues singer Robert Leroy Johnson getting his instant fame from a Faustian devil deal.
Me and the devil was walking side by side.
He died age 27. The Prince of Darkness likes him young.
Me and the devil was walking side by side.
The fiddle has been associated with Satan for centuries. The violin is often called the instrument of the devil. And much classical music has been composed around the unholy marriage. This is Rachel Barton Pine playing Antonio Bazzini's Dance of the Goblins on her wonderful Instrument of the Devil album. Pop songs go, The Great Deceiver has figured in works by notables such as Johnny Cash, AC/DC, Grateful Dead, Judas Priest, Van Halen, and here, in Sympathy for the Devil, by the Rolling Stones. This is My Two Cents. I'm John Waugh. Giving the devil his due, a phrase that comes from Shakespeare's Henry IV, Part 1. Hear me prattle on many topics for 10 minutes at 10:01 Saturday nights, 3:45 Sunday afternoons, and 9:30 in the morning on Wednesdays. You can check out previous shows on CDs at the Lopez Library. And consider donating to our all-volunteer radio station, KLOI Low Power FM Community Radio. Check out the PayPal button on kloi.org.
For the God save me, I shouted out, "Who killed the Kennedys?" When, after all, it was you and me. Let me please. Mm-hmm.
Dance and fast music has often been associated with the devil by various religious groups through the ages. The idea seems to be that any expression of inner fire is setting oneself up in opposition to God. In the opinion of some folks, I guess you can't be expressively happy and deeply religious at the same time. Footloose, 1984. This is the title song by Kenny Loggins. A very young Kevin Bacon, heading a group of students wanting to dance in a highly restrictive small town, makes this argument.
I just wanted to say a few words about this motion so that you wouldn't think that we were encouraging destruction with this idea. From the oldest of times, people danced for a number of reasons. They danced in prayer, or so their hunt would be good. And they danced to stay physically fit and show their community spirit. And they danced to celebrate. That is the dancing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Aren't we told in Psalm 149? Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Let them praise his name in the dance.
Amen.
Amen.
And it was King David who we read about in Samuel. What did David do? David danced before the Lord with all his might. Leaping and dancing before the Lord. Leaping and dancing. And Ecclesiastes assures us that there is a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to laugh. And a time to weep. A time to mourn. And there is a time to dance.
The world, the look in its eye. Future uncertain, but certainly slight. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside.
Australian band INXS. It's pronounced in excess. The band's song, The Devil Inside, which hit number 2 on Billboard's Hot 100 in the US, plays on the popular theme that old Mephisto lives in all of us. Perhaps our Western version of the Eastern traditions of yin and yang. Each force of nature has an opposite. Every black has its white. Every sweet its sour. Without bad, there would be no good. Whatever one's beliefs, there's little doubt that old Lucifer, which by the way means light bearer or son of the morning, has inspired fine music.
Well, here comes a woman with a look in her eye. She's dressed on leather, flesh on the mind. Words and weapons, sharpen the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside.
I'll close out with Pablo de Sarasate's Faust Fantasy, again by Rachel Barton Pine, on her Instrument of the Devil album. And that's my two cents. Have a devilishly good week. And no worries, we're already in paradise here on Lopez Island.